turning into 3 o'clock here on this Friday afternoon. Taking over from Sierra. My name's Ron Sanchez. I'm back from yet another vacation, and I'm ready to go. I got music, I got time, and hope you're all comfortable and settled in. What do I need to tell you here? The weather? No, I need to tell you this first. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLC East Helena, serving Helena Valley. Quick look at the weather. Mild with periods of sun, they're calling for today. They're saying high of 54. It looks like it's 69 right now. Things are melting like crazy. Look for cloudy weather the next couple days. Helena might see some rain and snow on Saturday. Windy in Livingston. What a surprise. Mostly cloudy in Big Timber. Gardner, a bit of rain and snow. And how about the park? Where am I at? There. I don't know. Mostly cloudy and snow showers in the park. Okay, that's good enough. We can go from there. And next thing up, let me do this. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from around the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Download now, available from the App Store. And here we go.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's Beatles versus Stones at the Emerson. Epic Yellowstone Down the River Wild is at the Museum of the Rockies. It's Tango Night at Townsend's Tea House and Talking into Spring Night at Cold Smoke Coffee House. Jeb Black is at Norris Hot Springs. It's Magic Night at Rook's Comics and Games. The Verge presents teen theater performances. In Big Sky, John Brandy is at Scissor Bill's Saloon. Mike Herring plays at the Carabiner, and it's Karaoke Night at Montana Jack's. In Livingston, Big Fish is on stage at the Shane LaLanne. Lainey Lou and the Bird Dogs are at Pine Creek Lodge. Randy McAllister performs at the Attic. Arterial Drive is at Chico Hot Springs. And Bubba Fett plays at the Murray. In Helena, the Montana Fly Fishing Film Festival is at the Grand Street Theater. And Whitney Morgan plays at Lewis and Clark Brewery. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes. Okay, that's a little better. Trying to get settled in. It's all different. I've been sitting in my recording studio all week, and the chair height is different. The headphones are different. But I think I've got a show ready to go. This is something I found a few weeks ago. I was going to play last time up here a month ago, and I forgot it. So let's try again.
Thank you. drunk and bear a scar. I'm a phantom mover, midnight groover. I'm a phantom mover, midnight groover. I'm a phantom mover, phantom mover. Hey, hey, hey. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look out.
There you go. A little tribute to the tribute to Roy Loney, which is what I was doing 2 weeks ago. Exactly. In a lovely place called the Chapel in the Mission District in San Francisco. An all-star lineup. Some great musicians. Some old friends. Met some new friends. Palled around with the pals. Shut down a couple bars. It was good fun. Saw my brother. That was great. I haven't seen him in years. And it's fun to be back in the city. It started coming back to me. It's been a long time. 40 years since I was a regular there. And even made a pilgrimage to Sean Donahue's old apartment on Stanion in the Haight, where a lot of fun and trouble was hatched. What do you hear there? Start off with Lawrence of Arabia, the introduction or the prologue or from the soundtrack of a movie of the same name, one of those great epic movies, guys riding camels in the desert. And I found that at the thrift store in Livingston about 5 weeks ago in a big box set, a super deluxe version with a big booklet. And there's two of the booklets in there, and I'm not sure if they came with the record or if they were a program you got when you went to see the premiere of Lawrence of Arabia. And I was thrilled, especially since it was in great condition. I love a good soundtrack. And that led us into Roy Loney and the Phantom Movers, doing his theme song, Phantom Mover, from his first album, Out After Dark. The Phantom Movers were the house band at this gig, and they did it really well. At least two of the original members. Three were there. James Farrell was there, too. So, we're Lulu doing I'll Come Running. And that was one of Roy's favorite songs. He played it live. He might have recorded it. I think he did. And when he came up here many years ago and sat in on this very show, he asked if I'd play that song. And he said, that's longer than the single version. Didn't know. We're the Kingsnakes. Sort of groovy spinoff with James Farrell from a nice compilation called Rising Stars of San Francisco. You heard She's Not Nice. Roy Loney again from his first album with the Long Shots, the Seattle band he worked with, who played at this event as well. You heard I've Been Around Too Long. The album was called Full Grown Head, and it was great to see the Long Shots play again. I think last time I saw Roy play was 5 years ago in Portland, and he's pretty spectacular. And the Long Shots are an extraordinary band of seasoned Seattle musicians. My good friends, Jim Sangster and Scott McCoy, leading the charge, and it was great to catch up with them. Finishing off the Groovies themselves from one of the singles they recorded for UA Records in England in 72 or so, 73. Heard Married Woman, old Frankie Lee Sims song. And I had a long talk with James Farrell about his time in the Groovies and the Long Shots, and he said it was a musical education because Danny Mim and Cyril had so many great records. He just would learned a lot there. And Frankie Lee Sims, I would have never known except for the Groovies covering him. So it's education for me. So there you go. In a nutshell, where I've been. Eating food and drinking beer and stuff. Very nice. What's going on in this town? A lot, isn't it? I threw some things up here. Let's see what happened to them. There. I'm looking on the wrong file. This is probably important.
Hi, this is Craig Clark, General Manager of KGLT. Here to remind you that the 2020 KGLT Fun Drive is just around the corner. Fun Drive! Sunday, March 22nd to Saturday, April 4th. And we're getting ready. The new t-shirts, caps, and mugs are on the way. Businesses are donating hundreds of incentive items, and we've been collecting vinyl and CDs for music packages all year long. Fun Drive! It's the once-a-year KGLT Fun Drive, March 22nd to April 4th. There's more info online at kglt.net. Fun
Drive! Yeah. Time to dig in. KGLT, it's nice here. We only do one Fun Drive a year. And I've been firm when they ask if we should do more. No, we just do it once a year, 2 weeks. We get it done and go home and have another good year. And then we can have fun events in between. The Fun Drive is pretty fun. And I always look forward to it. It's a chance to bring up a box of singles and spin some and incite you to support your favorite radio station. And see, it seems to work. We're usually pretty happy on Friday afternoons, so stay tuned for that. Anything else? That's a good enough for now. I have more music, of course. Of course. This one. I have to push it on. This is a favorite old song of mine. Old song. And the way oldies work, you don't hear old songs anymore.
We were born to love. You're everywhere in the world, baby. That's where you're at. Roaming down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Saying everything is groovy when your tires are flat. Are in your pea soup, baby, and they're waving at me. Anything you want is yours now, only nothing's for free. Lies are gonna get you someday, just wait and see. So open up your beach umbrella while you're watching TV.
Now I can breathe, I can see.
Some laser beam issues here. I'll sort it out later. Don't want to torture you with that. I was trying to play the Everly Brothers there, Price of Love, from a great compilation called the Warner Brothers Years. It seemed like it fit. Started off with Mamas and Papas, Creaky Alley, a little biographical hit single. The Monkees from their third album, I think, Headquarters, you heard For Pete's Sake. And I just found that the other day down at the thrift store. It looks like it belonged to Susan Price. She carefully rubber stamped her record, and I think I got several of her albums because they're all in great shape and mono, which is a good sign. Something's up, and that sounds good. I'm not the biggest Monkees fan. I know some people are, but I listened to the second, third album recently because those were I picked them up, and they're mostly really good. They had great songwriters and some good session guys helping them out. And good producers, so they made some nice records. I'm appreciating more than maybe I did in 1966, though everybody listened to the Monkees and watched them on TV when they were happening, and I think we all did Stepping Stone, because that was easy to play. What else is in there? Obscurity. I played their album a while back. I had this album by Giant Crab. Actually, I got it at the KGLT Record Fair from Cactus. And I found out they have a bunch more stuff, so I grabbed the single, and it's them doing that song "Hi Ho Silver Lining" that Jeff Beck had a hit with, and the songwriter Scott English was featured on their album, so he must have had some direct connection to them. And following that with a band called Six the Hard Way that I know nothing about except the same songwriter Scott English is involved. I have two singles by them now. And they do that same song twice, one on each single. Come Home, Little Girl. Holly's in there. I'm Alive, one of their great early singles. And finish up with their inspiration, the Everly Brothers, who they've famously cornered after a gig and explained to Phil and Don that they were going to be stars someday. And they were right. And they ended up working with the Everly Brothers. There's an Everly Brothers album called Two Yanks in England, which was partially recorded in England, and they recorded several of Hawley's compositions. So, see, anybody can be famous in the end. You just have to try. Visualize fame, and it might come to you. Okay, let me regroup here. This is interesting.
The ASMSU Office of Diversity and Inclusion and the Office of Student Engagement present the 3rd Annual Diversity Symposium, Monday, March 9th, from noon to 7:30 p.m. in the MSU Sub Ballrooms. The symposium is a celebration of local diversity, the identities, experiences, services, research, and knowledge found at MSU and in Bozeman. Lunch and dinner will be served. The symposium concludes with a keynote address presented by Haroon Mogal of the Center for Global Policy and author of How to Be a Muslim, an American Story. There's more information by email at asmsudiversity@montana.edu or by phone at 406-994-2933.
The 2020 International Food Bazaar is Friday, April 17th at MSU. And the diversity of the MSU student body will be on full display with delicious cuisine and captivating entertainment from over 25 countries. MSU students and community members are invited to sample a variety of fantastic foods in a street bazaar atmosphere in Rendezvous and Miller Dining Halls. Entrance and food tickets will be on sale at the door. The International Food Bazaar, Friday, April 17th at MSU, Bozeman.
Oh, it's great to see that's back. I think it got nixed last year, didn't it? Some buzz about that, but that's great. And they have that new big dining area over there, over yonder, which I've not visited. I've told it's open to the public, so I may go by and check it out someday. That's good. Things happening on campus. And things happening here. It's 12 minutes in front of the hour of 4 o'clock. Missing a show for me, since I'm only on every other week, throws me way off because that means it's a month between shows, and that's a long time if you like to do radio, which I do, and have a lot of records you want to spin, which I do. So if I seem like I'm just trying to play everything I have in the bag, I am, because I wanted to hear some stuff. I wanted to get back up here. It's fun. I talked to a lot of people when I was out in San Francisco who do listen to KGLT, which is surprising, but we've seen the charts. There's information now. We know people are listening all over the world to KGLT.
I know that let you know who you are. What do you want to be? And have you traveled very far? Far as the eye can see. How does it feel to be one of the beautiful?
At night, circle of light shines on my pillow, and then while I sleep, colors just creep and through my window. There's a color in you called surprise. Thank you.
hello. I was just looking for something important here. I've lost. Let's see if I can get it up. Yes. Okay. Nope. Yes. That this 3 o'clock hour was brought to you in part.